Hello and welcome to St. Stephen Walbrook and to our first live start-stop reflections for over 2 years. It's wonderful to be back here with you. Our passage today on this Tuesday of Holy Week is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 39 to 46, on page 93 in the Pew Bible. He came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he reached the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Then he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." And an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. In his anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he got up from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping because of grief. And he said to them, "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray that you may not come into the time of trial." Well, the foundation for the drama of Holy Week is Christmas, the incarnation, the Word made flesh, Jesus fully man and fully God. It perhaps is in the account of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane when we encounter most poignantly the raw humanity of Jesus and the intimacy of his relationship with his Father. And I think this is one of the most heart-rending parts of the gospel stories. His disciples have pledged support even to death, yet immediately fall at the first hurdle. They fail to support him in his hour of need, the hour when he's almost overwhelmed by the traumatic prospect of what is to happen to him. While Jerusalem buzzes frantically with the throng of pilgrims preparing to celebrate the Passover, the deliverance of the Jewish people from slavery in Egypt, the Messiah, the Son of God, who promises life and ultimate deliverance, is shaken to his very human core. The one who had taught, healed, raised the dead, proclaimed a gospel of loving service, and nurtured his disciples, is alone. Here, the humanity of God the Son pulsates with remarkable intensity and vivid emotions. Faced with betrayal and abandonment by all his closest friends and family, aware that confrontation with the religious authorities will result in the unleashing of the brutality unflinchingly used by the Roman occupier to extinguish rebels, Jesus pleads for his Father to remove this inevitability. He repeatedly pleads with his Father, addressing him as Abba, Father, an Aramaic term for Father used by children and perhaps never or exceedingly rarely used by Jews to address God. It's an echo of the Our Father of the Lord's Prayer. Now, you may well disagree with parts of the presentation of Jesus in Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's Jesus Christ Superstar, but I think the humanity and open and direct pleading with God is powerfully projected in the song Gethsemane, originally sung by Ian Gillan from the group Deep Purple. "I only want to say, if there is a way, take this cup away from me, for I don't want to taste its poison, feel it burn me. I have changed. I'm not as sure as when we started." Through his praying, Jesus accepts that his prayer will not be answered. He accepts that the will of the Father is that the Son will take the cup of judgment and suffering. He will take upon himself all the wrongdoings of mankind to demonstrate the depth of the Father's love for all mankind. Prayer provides a conforming with the will of the Father and a resolve to do his work. Get up, let's be going. Prayer, this precious opportunity for liaison with God, allows his Spirit to reach a new level of connection with us, to counteract our fears about the world and our tendency to follow the patterns of the world. The writer John McMurray perceptively wrote, "Deceptive religion says, fear not, trust in God, and none of the things you fear will happen. Genuine religion says, things you are afraid of may happen, but there's no need to be afraid of them." We all have probably prayed repeatedly, passionately, for something to happen or not, for the recovery of a member of our family, only for recovery not to happen, as I experienced with my mother. We sense that God isn't listening or ignores us, but prayer, time with God, perhaps expressing our anxiety or even our anger, can help us to tune into the patterns of God, to help us be reassured through hope and faith in his way, and to provide a crucial reassurance about the future. Jesus Christ Superstar ends with the crucifixion and some reflections on Jesus by his disciples. When the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael Ramsay, was introduced to the original cast of Superstar, he asked them if they'd read the script, the real script, because, as he emphasized, the ending is rather different, as we will celebrate on Easter Day. So let us pray. Today's response to the plea, "Our Father in heaven," is, "Your will be done." Our Father in heaven, your will be done. Father, we hold before you your world. Pray for peace in all areas of warfare, conflict, and deprivation. Fervently pray for the people of Ukraine. Plead for an end to violence, for lasting peace, for your ways of gentleness and righteousness to reign in Ukraine. Pray for all who are suffering due to bereavement, injury, loss of home, loss of the key resources for life, loss of dignity, loss of hope. Pray for the leaders of Ukraine and Russia. May your Spirit of peace and wisdom turn the hearts of all who pursue aggression. Our Father in heaven, your will be done. And we pray for all other areas of suffering, for the people of Afghanistan, the Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and other areas of darkness. Pray for all the leaders of the nations of the world, for all working to bring relief. We pray that there will be a generous response to all in need and support for all refugees. Our Father in heaven, your will be done. We pray for all who are persecuted for their beliefs, for all who face discrimination and prejudice. May they know your comfort and your hope. Our Father in heaven, your will be done. Father, we ask you to bless, heal, and restore all who are on our hearts at this time. Members of our families, our communities, our places of work. We pray that you will sustain all who work and live in this great city. Our Father in heaven, your will be done. Father, help us to know your will. Support us and guide us in our prayer life. Give us the courage to walk the way of your cross and to shine your light. Our Father in heaven, your will be done. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love today and always. Amen. Many thanks for joining us for Start Stop today. Start Stop will be back tomorrow from 7:45. Have a wonderful day.